Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome to another epic episode 59. Tonight's theme is the Weimar American Republic with a star date of July 15th, 2021. Well, we know that the real virus and threats are coming from the Biden-Harris regime and government. It has now been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cheated in the 2020 election with mail-in ballots. I believe the audits will support this. The Democrats in collusion with big tech and state-run TV were the real insurrectionists after all. They were the real insurrectionists all along. How about those apples, America? The audits are ongoing, and I think a lot of information is about to come to the surface. And this is precisely what the Democrats are very fearful of. And Democrats voted many times to fine and charge Americans for not buying health insurance, but at the same time, they want to give free health care to illegal immigrants coming over our border. Let that one sink in, folks. I'm sure you can recall Obamacare and now Bidencare, same thing, different package. Now we also have news tonight that the Biden-Harris regime has a covert operation in place to sneak illegal aliens into the country using our military planes and bases and then trying to hide it. This has been confirmed. It was even on the Tucker Carlson show on Fox. They are using the Texas bases to funnel them into Florida and elsewhere. I'm sure Arizona is also on the list. But that is a news story that is also developing as we speak. We know that the core elements of Marxist ideology are now very pervasive in American society and culture. From our schools, the Lügenpresse, and corporations to corrupt Hollywood, the Congress, the Democrat Party, which is now the Marxist Party in America, and the Biden so-called presidency, and how often it is cloaked in deceptive labels like progressivism, Democrat socialism, social activism, right? And more monikers like being a social justice warrior is just a code word for red communists. Know that to be true. And I would say this, if you still hate Trump after the Biden clown show we've been seeing daily for the last 6 months, I would say that your commitment, sheer commitment to stupidity is very impressive indeed, Mr. and Mrs. America. Many of you will defend Biden to the death. He can do no wrong in your eyes. You are the brainwashed masses. As they've said before, the masses are asses. And you know who you are. Well, we're glad you're here tonight as I broadcast from my mountain stronghold deep in the mountains of Arizona. You have reached the legendary and infamous Von Wehunt Radio Show. It's on tonight, my friends, every Thursday night at 8 to 10 p.m. We will go into overtime if I deem it. And I broadcast to you and to all the world, the entire nation, because you never know what we are going to dive into or talk about as we leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better nation. We are Radio Free Western America. That's our moniker and nobody else's. Often imitated, but we are never duplicated, my friends. We will broadcast to the world with fuel, power, and impunity from my stronghold. And one day we know that they may storm through the armored gates of the compound and shut us down under the Biden-Harris Marxist regime, or with collusion from the UN blue helmets and forces, or with a Red Dawn invasion. But until then, we shall fight. Tonight at 8 p.m., we will speak, as we will every week. We look forward to your calls. We have the best callers in the universe, in the radio cosmos, as I call it. And we are at your service to the real America. Now, news hit the airwaves this week that Biden wants the evil UN forces to eventually invade America. I'm not sure if you caught this, but he invited the UN forces to come into America. He wants them to do his dirty work for him. Well, then, I would tell Biden and the corrupt federales, let it rain. Bring him in. We are more than capable and ready. Now, naturally, they'll bring men under the auspices to be politically correct of looking at racism in America, looking at the evil white man and woman in the suburbs. They'll have all kinds of studies and assessments and things of that nature that they'll then put out a white paper. This is how it's done, folks. The white paper will go to the Oval Office, and it will say, these things are bad about your country, and you need to fix them pronto if you want to be in good standing with the UN Security Council and other polite, nice nations of the third world, right? You know that's what they're going to basically do. They're going to say, well, these areas of America need to be how shall we say, expunged. They need to be cut out. They need to be taken out of the electorate. We're too problematic. So I told you before that the evil white strongholds of America are not liked at all by the UN, by the Biden-Harris regime. Why? Because we talk back. That's why. We talk back to them, and they don't like it. So screw them and the horse they rode in on. Screw them all. They want you compliant, America. They want you obedient. They want you to sit down in the corner and shut up, especially if you're a white, heterosexual Christian male. Screw you is what they say time and time again. Well, to hell with them. We built this nation, and we're not about to let it slip out of our fingers. This is what they think. This is really the undercurrent to what they say. So the white paper will come out in a few months, and it will then give the Biden-Harris regime and all their proxy armies, don't forget, BLM, Antifa, and social justice warriors, gangs from Latin America, they'll get their marching orders to attack you in the streets. Now, they won't come out and say it. Remember, this is asymmetrical warfare, unrestricted warfare. What they'll do, they will gin it up, and they'll paint the picture that all white people are racist, all white people are bad, the suburb people that live out there are terrible. They're horrible. You got to get rid of them out of the electorate. I'll just boil it down for you. Not going to candy coat anything for you. What's happening in South Africa, if you've been paying attention this week, might be happening here in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years or 2 months. Hopefully not. We pray and hope for a lasting peace, but we do have our limits. Now, a storm is coming. but it's not what they think. There's many surprises in for them, let me tell you. So we're glad you're here tonight, folks, where we will delve into all these areas of thought. I have war games at all. And I welcome you all to the most powerful 2 hours you will ever spend on the radio, the legendary and infamous Von Wiehunt Show, where we say, damn the torpedoes, for there is a great enemy in battle raging, and this entity, whatever it is, will and must be defeated. We shall prevail and crush them all. The writer Albert Camus said, the only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence, your very presence, is an act of rebellion. Love that. And yes, we know that many millions of Americans can afford to be uber liberal, but that is okay. Because we are the vanguard of the nation who listen to the show and who produce and host this show. And do not ever doubt our resolve. Remember, the American Revolution was only fought with barely 3% of the people in the colonies. The vast majority of all people throughout history watch and wait, and they have the two attitudes. Let's see what happens. And number two, I won't do anything until I'm affected directly. Don't ever forget those two axioms. They always say that. And that's okay, because we can run circles around them too. Now tonight we ask that the almighty hand of the Most High sweep over this nation and heal this land, restore our strength, our faith, and renew our minds. We ask that you powerfully cast out anything demonic that is not of you in the heavenly realms. Amen, brother. The patron saint of the Von Wiehunt Show is Saint Michael the Archangel, who has his jackboot on the throat and face of pure evil, the pure evil that's trying to assault your freedom, your liberty, your neighborhoods, your family, your religion, your politics, what you think and what you do, and your mere existence and presence is a threat to many people in this nation. Don't forget that. Now, Joe Biden is revisiting the Operation Jade Helm, a military operation back a few years back. It was sort of an operation to invade America. It was called Mastering the Human Domain. Basically, it was urban asymmetrical warfare. And it was also designed to protect the Federal Reserve Banks, I believe, and things of that nature. Obama at that time designated several U.S. states, Arizona being one of them, as hostile territory, quotes unquote, in drills designed, as I said, to master the human domain. So they're going to be gearing that back up as a cover to retrain the new troops and the new recruits. There has been some attrition since Obama. To train the new troops and to brainwash them, to coerce them. Again, this is all, we're still in the information war, folks. This is an information war of coercion, propaganda from CNN and MSNBC and all those alphabet federal agencies that put out white papers and put out news stories. Some real and some not, some propaganda and some not. We're still in the information war, the CIA PSYOP operation. I told several people this week who we had a conference call, I said their whole goal is to demoralize you. They want to demoralize you. They want you to feel bad, to be blunt about your life, about what you're doing, about where you're going in life. The whole PSYOP is to demoralize you. So you won't fight on election day. So you won't do anything for your candidate of choice. So you won't do anything for your neighborhood, your friends, or family. Don't let these turkeys get you down. Don't let them demoralize you. That's part of the big overall PSYOP. Now, when the Russian legend, many of you have heard of him, Alexander Solzhenitsyn from mighty Russia, when he was asked about communist Russia, he said this, that men have forgotten God, and that is why all this has happened. Boy, does that ring true today. Meanwhile, writing out your family members is praised and encouraged by social media, even the FBI. These people are encouraging you to rat out, quote-unquote, domestic extremists, which is in the eye of the beholder, from your family, in your extended family, in your workplace. And especially, they're trying to reach the youth. After the events at the Capitol on January the 6th, you know, people went around, they proudly announced that they had snitched on family members and coworkers who they recognized from videos and photos of the event. These people go on social media saying, yes, I reported them. Yes, I am a snitch. Yes, I did this. Give me a medal. Aren't I great? Is their attitude. Now, it used to be that snitches got stitches, but it doesn't look like that anymore in the new Weimar American Republic. There was also a lady named Helena on social media. I won't give out her last name. She was praised for outing out her own mother on Twitter during the investigations. Helena told the interviewer how awesome the response to her viral tweet was. Then she also said it's a very dangerous time to be opinionated. You risk losing your income, your family, if they've been indoctrinated, potentially your freedom. Holding an opposite political opinion per the Biden-Harris regime is now considered domestic extremism. We're encouraged to snitch on each other about darn near everything. We are threatened, blacklisted, and cancel culture runs amok. Our country was born out of a revolution and a system of checks and balances. We're witnessing what happens when those checks and balances are no longer working. Biden also announced this week his vaccine strike force plan, which in my view stinks of total desperation, total failure. Likely the real purpose is to label homes in the suburbs and families that refuse to talk to his Biden volunteers knocking on your door. He wants to label your neighborhood as problematic, quote unquote. He wants to label your area as it's a problem. And it needs something more harder and harsher medicine to make you comply, to make you obedient to the federal beast system and Biden-Harris, who are nothing more, in my view, than Chinese communist agents masquerading as a president and a vice president in America, completely bought and paid for, by the way. They both have ties to China, Biden especially. It's amazing how they've come this far. But that just shows you the propaganda of our media and how effective it is. And we are the alternative media in America. We're so glad you're here tonight. Welcome to the show. You have reached the Radio Octagon, and our promo sounds like this.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
I am proud to be your radio barbarian each week.
The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt. The Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
Now, we have a big show tonight. We have a lot of people who contacted me during the week who want to be on the show. They'll be calling in later. We're going to have a flurry of calls, so keep your points tight. And we're not going to have the luxury of rambling tonight too much. for all of us that are on the show. But we appreciate all of you being here tonight. Biden's press secretary let slip some interesting language I wanted you to know about when she called these volunteer teams strike teams. Is this to say that the initial goal will be to force people to take the jab on their own doorsteps? I believe these survey teams are the next step towards that very policy in the future. But for now, the COVID death cult is using corporations to enforce medical tyranny mandates by demanding their employees and even customers and vendors get vaccinated before they can do business with them or have access to employment or services or buildings or facilities. This is unacceptable, as many of these corporations have enjoyed endless stimulus injections, cash infusions, if you will, from the government. That suitcase is full of cash to the man on the street, and they are therefore beholden to all of the taxpayers. Their private property rights do not extend to control over our personal medical decisions or histories or doctor notes. Any corporation or business that demands proof of vaccination on behalf of the government or the globalists should be picketed and run into the ground. Don't do business with them at all. Boycott them. Any competing businesses that refuse to ask for vaccine passports should be supported and hailed by the public and protected from government retribution and revenge. So we have a lot of this going on being talked about by these corporations who are foaming at the mouth to make it mandatory for all their employees to get the jab or they'll lose their job. I told you before, a lot of the folks in corporate America, they are not right-wing at all. They are Democrat. The Democrats have invaded corporate America in the upper ranks of middle management, the top management. Many CEOs proudly proclaim that they voted for Biden, that they are Democrat. So it's the trickle-down theory in reverse. This time, it's the Democrat agenda being forced down the employees' throats. They want to get to Americans at the local level, but you need to let businesses know that you and your friends and your family will not be tolerating any kind of medical tyranny going forward. By extension, I think that Biden's teams are a precursor to door-to-door forced vaccinations, which they will attempt, which they will try, and invasive pressure from the federal government on any number of other issues. I told you before that the Democrats are famous for what's called incrementalism to the zenith power. They think we are too distracted to notice it. No, we are paying attention constantly, eagle eye on them 24/7. As the Democrat agenda continues to fall apart in the United States, the establishment will get desperate, folks, when the vaccine passport mandates by corporations fail, and I believe they will have to take violent action in the near term to get what they want and to save face. Remember, the federal government will do anything to stay in power. They will take the last dollar on the last day to keep themselves afloat. Also, they cannot tolerate anything that looks at them as if they are retreating from their position. They, in their view, they must go forward. They must roll these things out. And that's why I always tell you that the violent militant left, they will always overplay their hand. They will always overplay. And when they do, they get into hot water because of it. These teams that are coming, these Biden COVID death cult teams that are coming out to neighborhoods and suburbs should be kicked out of any community they show up in. They should not be allowed to go door to door. They should be harassed. I think they will be just organically from the public who's sick of this crap. The Liberty Movement is gaining incredible ground in this fight, but this also means that the elites will become even more unhinged and more dangerous in their rhetoric and actions. They are ultimately control freaks and psychopaths, and they will throw a temper tantrum when they do not get what they want. And they are known to throw epic temper tantrums. Remember that every single tyrant in history who says the enemy is within their borders always 100% fails. Their failure is guaranteed, and our victory is imminent. I think that a lot of people have called in the show, and they've emailed me over the week about Trump versus Biden. I would tell you this, that Trump was a step in the right and better direction. Was Trump the Messiah? No. But you tell me, anybody that had the chutzpah, the smarts, and the money, and the will to run, and who won? And I can't think of anybody other than Donald Trump in American society today who had the cojones and the spine to go up against the militant leftist agenda. Trump is not the end-all and the be-all, as many claim. I believe he was a fantastic start in the right direction. I wanted Trump 1, Trump 2, Trump 3, Trump 4 candidates all lined up, all as good or better. I am truly America first. No other countries can be damned, and they can take a back seat to our American agenda going forward first. I told you before that America has no real friends in the world. We are always on our own, as we were in 1776, and I would have it no other way. Trust me. I'm not sure we want – the rest of the world is weak. They are cucked. And also, a lot of people have said, well, what's happening over in Australia and UK? Will it come to America? And I tell them this. Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and the United Kingdom, which is part of Europe, those white nations, years ago, decades ago, they gave up their rights to own arms, especially New Zealand and Australia. They made their bed, and now they have to lie in it. We wish them well, but they gave up their rights when it was hip and trendy to do so. And it takes a few decades, but the government now realizes that nobody is armed, nobody is prepared, and we can do whatever the hell we want to do against these people. Now they've all bought into the globalist nightmare of the COVID jab, and those people are having a hell of a time making a living and staying safe. And the governments are getting more and more draconian over there, and even it's just getting terrible. South Africa is basically in civil war tonight. But the main distinction I want to make, the main difference that most people need to get in their mind is that America is not Australia or New Zealand or the UK or Europe, where we have listeners for South Africa. We all wish you guys well. A lot of you listen to our show. But a lot of you gave up your gun rights years ago. You never fought for them. Oh, there were a few of you that did, but never in enough numbers. So my point is this. America has got, when I was a boy, America had about 300 million privately owned firearms. Now we have 450 million privately owned firearms, not to mention everything else that goes along with it. We have billions of rounds of ammunition. Not to mention a lot of things that are off the books that people don't even know about. I can only speculate. I have a great imagination, though. And I can only imagine what people have. So I would say this, that we're not like those other countries at all. We have revolution in our blood. They do not. You would think that Australia, of all places, with they were a criminal class and a penal colony, you would think that the criminals have been domesticated over there in Australia. The United Kingdom, who used to run the world, has now been cucked. Same for Europe. New Zealand has got basically a dictatorship with a Dern, that female witch prime minister, trying to lord it over the people day in and day out. They're trying to get micro control. Ever more micro control over you and what you do and what you spend. And we don't want that in this country. And they're going to have a hell of a time. You know, you can sit back and you can say, if you were a globalist, seriously, if you were a globalist, you've got to look at the world and say, you're not always successful. This idea that they have a matrix and it's going to be implemented and where it's going to be done in a year is a bunch of hooey. If you're a globalist, you have got to look at the world, and you've had some very limited successes. In many ways, you've been, in some countries, you're uber successful, but you're not nearly reaching your goal of world full spectrum control. They have many failures. They're only human. These are billionaires and millionaires and people that are not the sharpest knives in the drawer, though they think they are. We let them think that. But these globalists have made a lot of goof-ups. They have made a lot of mistakes. They were supposed to have this New World Order thing wrapped up by 2000, 2001, by 9/11. Here we are, 2021. They're still effing around with this thing. We know what their end goal is. They want, but the world's a big place, like I told several people. The world is a huge place. And if they want to control every square inch of it, you know what I say? I don't think they've got the guts. I don't think they've got the technology. I don't think they've got the high-tech weaponry. I do not think that they're going to win over America. America, we are the last obstacle to the New World Order, and they know it. And that's why they're going to be coming after you and me and everybody else in the days, weeks, years ahead, because they know until America is subjugated, until America is conquered, we can't do squat around the world. We are limited, and those billionaires do not like to be limited, and they don't like these freedom protests, and you notice they have not sided with the people of Cuba who have risen up against their Castro commie regime. So there's a lot of things that they've done in preparation. Oh yes, we're all very, very well aware of the Georgia Guidestones, the FEMA coffins, the FEMA camps, the FEMA guillotines. We're all very well aware of that. You can go YouTube that stuff on your own. But there is hope. And this show and others like it will give you hope, because if we look at them objectively, they have failed on many fronts. This is the battle line. This is America. We are the last bastion in the world. And all those other countries I mentioned to you, they've all told me, they all look at America. They say, you're our hope. You are our last stand on planet Earth. We are the battlefield. We're glad you're here tonight. America will not fail. It will not falter. It will not relent. We will prepare. We will get ready. You are the battlefield, and we would have it no other way. Thank you tonight for being here. We'll start the legendary show. get to a caller here. You're on the Von Wieden Show. What's your name?
This is China Chad.
You're on the Von China Chad. Yes. How you doing? Hey, man, you had got some great intel for us, and I thought that was you. And I want to hear what you have to say tonight, man.
Well, I've been listening from the sidelines for a couple of years now, and I think it's time for me to come out of the shadows and speak a few words to your audience and the American public specifically.
Love it. Go ahead. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay. I'll be brief. I just wanted to say, as you know, I know you know, but your listeners don't know, I'm a follower of the Hopi belief in religion through my mom's side of the family. I take that belief very serious. And as you know, as some people know, Hopis, we have our prophecies and beliefs for America and for the world.
Yes.
So
very good, sir.
What I wanted to bring up to your audience is that there are things that are coming to the United States right now that are, we crossed the point of no return to the United States, and your listeners need to know that they need to be ready mentally, spiritually. You need to pray, whatever you believe in, God, Jesus, Allah, I mean, whatever your belief system, you need to be rooted firmly in it, and you need to also learn how to plant food. And I've had some ups and downs in my life with jobs and money, and growing my own food was one thing that really helped save me. I lived off a lot of my lettuce and other plants that I grew, corn, and there could be some hard times where people will not have a job and you might not eat. And if you have children, it's going to be very important that you're going to know how to grow food, because there could be days where you or your children will have to decide, will the parents eat today or will your children eat? That's what we're coming to the United States, and the witches who run this country, people call them elites, globalists, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, that's what they're going to do. They're going to not let you get food or have a job. They're going to starve you to get the chip. And that's what Aaron Russo said. And I think the shot is going on as part of that chip program. And they're going to starve us.
I'd say you're right.
I just want to know what your thoughts
Absolutely.
Were. Yeah.
Yeah, those are, you know, we've talked about that. I really appreciate your input there, China Chad, and you called the show before. Been a while. Glad you called back. Thought that was your phone number there, my studio board. Yeah, the Hopi faith is ancient Indian faith, and they have a lot of prophecies, which I have mentioned a few up in northern Arizona, and I don't want to ever disassociate them. What else do they say about the future of America? Anything else you can share with us?
Okay. Well, I just want to state, you know, I'm not officially tied to Hopi. I'm just through bloodline, but I don't have an official affiliation, so I don't speak on behalf of the tribe, just my own personal belief and research and how I follow the faith. But the beliefs are that the good white man we call Pahana is going to be coming back from the east. He's our brother of the native people, and he's going to come into the form of maybe an Asian side, so maybe the red symbol we believe is going to come from the east, and he's going to come take over this land here in America. And there'll be so many people that will come from the sky, they'll fall like red rain and cover the land like red ants. And those who are not firmly rooted in a spiritual belief are not going to make it to this time. And that also includes people who don't know how to grow their own food. And we're approaching this time soon. This we call, we have purification and we have renewal. So right now we're coming up to the purification time.
Mm-hmm. Now with these red ants, would that be like a red dawn invasion?
It would be people from all over
What's
the
your
world.
Take?
They're going to be coming. We have symbols on what's called the Hopi Prophecy Rock. And this group that will be coming, they'll come with the sign. Well, the two signs that will be coming that were supposed to come as purifiers before were actually a swastika and a rising sun. We said that the sun would rise in the east, and that was Japan rising, and the swastika was Nazi Germany. They were the purifiers, mm-hmm. So that was the first and second world shaking. That was World War I and World War II, which was, in a sense, really the same people. So that was just one world war. So the next world war mm-hmm. is coming, and then the swastika and the rising sun are going to combine forces with the red symbol, which probably is more the communist forces, China, Russia, and the moon and the star. So So I associate the star with communist countries like Vietnam and North Korea, and the moon is the Muslims. So you're going to have people from all over the world that will come here, and they're going to punish the bad people in this country. They're going to start with the elites first. They're going to be taken out of their homes by their ears and punished.
Well, we have talked about that. They have done a lot of damage internally to this nation. And are you a prepper? Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to say the human race will go extinct if this doesn't happen. The elites, what they're planning is they're trying to control every aspect of life, and what they're going to do is cause extinction of all life forms, especially the humankind. Human race won't exist anymore if they get what they want.
Yeah, I agree. They are a satanic, demonic cabal. They hate life. They hate it. I heard the other day, Chad, that they were injecting zoo animals with COVID-19 all over the world to kill them off slowly. And we all know it's plausible deniability, right? Because the animal might fall over in a couple of years, and they'll shrug and say, oh, we don't know what really happened. Must have been the environment or old age. It's never the COVID-19 shot, remember, that does any damage. That's sacred. Mm-hmm. That's their sacred cow. Right. Are you and your friends prepping? Are they getting ready for what's coming?
Yes. People of all faiths, especially people that are belief in the Hopi belief, but all faiths, people Amish, Quakers, people of the Mormon faith, people, you know, of different Christian faiths, they can all feel it. So if you have a deep spiritual belief, you can feel that sixth sense in you or whatever you want to call it, that you know things are coming. And last year, COVID was just the taste of things to come. And they're going to use this COVID to control people's lifespans. So they're going to insert this chip, which will be a mix of a combination of viral technology and computer technology, which will control and limit people's lifespans. It can expand it or it can shorten it. That's going on.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be key.
Yeah, it's really demonic. It is. Grow your own food, folks, and also have ready-made food available, too. You need both going for you. You need everything going for you. You know, they said a few years back, have a month or so of food. I say have about a year's worth of food at your house. And know how to grow food, too, like Sean and Chad is telling you. Get the seeds. Learn about gardening. Learn about how to grow your own crops, your own corn. Because we can't rely on Safeway and Fry's and our local grocery store. We all know every year I tell people, every year they have those threats of hurricanes, right? And just the threat of a hurricane, it empties the shelves. And the shelves were bare in Florida within 72 hours. This is before the hurricane even hits, right? And I know last year, Chad, you and I talked about the COVID scare. And I still have photographs in my phone of all the empty grocery store shelves in Phoenix. They were cleared out in 48 hours, folks. Food will be gone. If you haven't stockpiled it and grabbed it and bought it and rotated your stock and started that process and also learned how to grow food, too. But if you haven't started any of that, you're way behind the eight ball, you know. What are your final thoughts to America?
You got to get ready.
Yes,
my final thoughts, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say about the people and what's your final thoughts to this country and all the preppers out there and the people that are looking at the situation very seriously.
My thoughts are that stay close to your communities, grow your food. If you have families overseas or in different parts of the country, maybe it might be a good time to call people back to your homes, back to your hometowns, get ready. It could be a bumpy couple years. You know, you don't have to leave up and move now, but get things ready and have a deep belief in God or whatever spiritual belief it is you have, and start growing some food. I mean, even if you have a little window garden and you're living in an apartment, try to grow tomatoes, go to your local Home Depot, get some pots and put them out in the window and learn, because it's going to be a steep learning curve, a good two years sometimes for people to learn how to grow food. But once you put your fingers and hands in the soil, you're going to get that earth energy, and it's going to really help you get through this time, because Mother Earth is waking up and she's going to shake the earth, and we're going to have our next earth shaking, is what we call it. We have three earth shakings. We've had one, and again, that was World War I, World War II together. The next earth shaking is the red symbol coming. The third one is Pahana, is returning. Christians know that as Christ's return, where he defeats the Antichrist and Satan. But that's the third one. We are on the precipice of the second big world shaking, which is what Americans know as World War III. So be ready.
Wow. Yep. China Chad, thank you so much for calling the show. We really appreciate you, man, and your candor and your wisdom tonight. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Call back anytime. China Chad there. Appreciate him. Any new callers, get to the front of the line. Now we'll get to Patrick the Patriot here in a moment, but right now let's get a call from Oklahoma. Hello, you're live on the Von Wien Show. What's your name? Hello, are you there? They'll call back, I'm sure, in a moment here. Let's get to Patrick the Patriot here. Patriots, how are you tonight?
I am unbelievable, Vaughn. What about yourself on July 15th?
We are ready for anything and everything, man. It's coming at us hard and fast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hey, Vaughn, do you know why Joe Biden uses a Mac?
No.
Because apparently he doesn't want you to have Windows.
I love the humor of the Patriots here. Awesome, man. Awesome. Little Bill Gates humor there for a little Microsoft humor, folks. Well, we all know about the illegals that are being brought in secretly, covertly by Biden-Harris. Tell us more about that, Patrick, if you can.
Well, supposedly one of my contacts in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know, they had a CPAC event rally this last weekend on Sunday. So anyway, something that the media hasn't covered, Vaughn, is that these people that are here illegally are being put on planes and flown to eastern cities. Let's go with Nashville and Raleigh and Durham and Columbia and Jacksonville and Lexington, Kentucky, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yet they get free housing. They get free health care. Obviously, they're getting free food and a free mobile phone and free, you know, it's paid. Because how are they earning any income?
That's right. Well, they're making income from our tax dollars. That's how.
Oh, from the taxes. Oh, that we just print? You know, the Federal Reserve just keeps printing?
That's right. They'll just print it up, baby. That's right.
I'm just wondering, like, I was at the 99-cent store next to Sprouts tonight, and I heard three different languages, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've traveled 18 countries. It's like 40 years ago, you never heard that, Vaughn. When you were out shopping, the only language you heard was English.
Yes, America is becoming the Tower of Babel, I call it. We are the Tower,
the Tower of Babel.
You hear dialects in four or five different languages. It's like, and we can identify Spanish, but some of these I have no idea where they're from. No idea. In America, that's what they want. They want a Tower of Babel that they feel they can more easily control. They don't want the white Europeans as the predominant culture. It's the Browning of America, and it's what it is. They bring in anybody and everybody from the third world. They're tripping over themselves to bring them in. But I hear people that are like from Sweden, Germany, United Kingdom, Spain, who want to come over here. They have a hell of a time. Hell of a time to immigrate. They make them wait for 7-10 years. And I told them just come over the Mexican border like everybody else.
Well, yeah, they should take ocean liners and flights to Mexico and then just come across the border. At the closest flight ocean liner that docks in the Gulf of Mexico so they can get off and then just come across the border.
Right. Fly into Monterey, Guadalajara, your choice, and just come on up.
They didn't listen. They did not listen to us about putting alligators in the Rio Grande River.
They did not, and that's still on the table. We need that. But
alligators,
you're right, man. They're bringing
crocodiles.
Sea monsters. Bring them in. We got to fill up that Rio Grande, make it a moat. I want the Rio Grande to be a castle moat full of danger. So when you cross it, there's just no telling. Look, we have a – it's obvious that they want these people to come over because, again, like I said, a lot of gang members are coming over, and that's the weaponized arm of the Democrat Party.
Right, because tonight at Target, this is an hour – just when your show was starting. And, of course, there's eight teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not speaking English. And now you notice that every bathroom that you go into that has a mirror or gas pump has been tagged. Now, for you listeners that don't know what tag meaning their tag was whatever they used to tag to, you know, to deface it. Gas pump, mirrors, everything. And, Vaughn, when you go east of Tucumcari on I-40, you don't find that anymore. You don't find it in Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri. You just don't find that.
It's a Southwest thing. It started in L.A. like a cancer, and it spread eastward.
I'll never forget. I went to go see my son who was over at Oxnard.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Point Magoo or whatever, that naval air station there?
Yeah, I've been by there in California, sure.
So anyway, I'm at a Wyndham Hotel, and these young people that are working there said, you know, Patrick, this land was stolen by the United States from Mexico. I said, really? We even paid Mexico money after we kicked their ass.
That's right. That's right. And most Americans
and
don't know
that. If they had any pride, they would have fought us in World War I and got back their land. They would have sided with Germany.
Sure. But they didn't do that, did they?
No. No, they just wanted to be a corrupt nation with drug lords.
That's right.
Vaughn, here's a question. Do you think Arizona legalizing marijuana pot had any effect on the wallets of the cartels?
Yes and no. I would say it actually emboldens them because people think, oh, this is great. They get to cut out. No, it's going to increase more pot smokers in Arizona. The market share has already expanded. I hear those stores are very brisk business. And a lot of the pots grown in Mexico is just going to be shipped over here and sold in those stores. Actually, by legalizing all that, they have made those stores a legitimate front for the drug cartels in Mexico. And they will expand and have a lot more customers because they legalized it.
And, of course, Nevada legalized recreational marijuana. I don't know what New Mexico plans to do or Texas.
Right. Well, in my view,
because,
Patrick,
you know,
it's done on purpose.
It.
Yeah, it's done to soften us up, man. It's done to like they want a stoned American public. They love it. Everyone's stoned. They're all high as a kite. They think they're hip, cool, and trendy. Our enemies love it, too, because if you have a stoned population that can't shoot straight, guess what? You're more easily conquerable. And it's all part of the plan to soften up America. The hard drugs like fentanyl, my God, that is being imported by China through the Mexican cartels, and that's flooding California, Nevada, Arizona, and Texas. and people are ODing on all that. And that's also part of the plan. It's an asymmetrical attack to kill Americans, kill their enemy, soften up the country, that soft underbelly of America. They want it stoned, out of work, and ready to lay down when their tanks come through the door. And that is part of their overall plan. The Asians have a long view, 100-year view of things, and they do it step by step by step. If they can, think about it, if they can get 70 to 80% of America, let's say 70% hardcore, 40% are Democrat to 50, the other 20% are stoned, on drugs or alcoholics. So all you have to really worry about, and you can kill all of them, all you have to, And then what's left is that 30% hardcore patriots in the millions, but they whittled you down to 30%, then 25%, then 22%, then 20%. At 20%, I think they'll invade at some point. Right now, there's too many of us that are wise to them. But I think when they can whittle this thing down to 18, 20%, all bets are off because they feel – well, they'll feel emboldened then. We can take these guys on now. We only have to deal with 20% of the country. We can isolate them. We know where they live.
I don't know if intelligence, because who knows if we even have an intelligence community anymore. But are they manufacturing military equipment south of the border?
I heard they are. But again, China is in league with the Mexican drug cartels to launder money and to ship drugs over here and to tamper with anything that has a military type of application. Absolutely. They can put a kill switch in those, a back door, all kind of fun things. Do I think we have the due diligence in our military to check on all that stuff? No, I don't.
No.
Not anymore. No,
because
they don't care
what we have.
They don't care.
Vaughn, look at our leadership. It's a joke. They said Biden was on the phone with Putin, you know, saying you better stop that ransomware or else whatever. I don't think he can even speak ransom.
Biden, whatever he said was translated to Putin as probably incomprehensible. And Putin just laughs and has a vodka shot in mighty Russia. And he walks away laughing. Going, sure, I talked to the buffoon, the American president. Sure. No problem at all. I'll talk to that moron.
Yeah. Hey, Vaughn, do you know what Joe Biden's favorite game is?
What's that?
Space Invaders.
Patrick the Patriot, love you, man. Have a great night,
buddy.
Take
care. You too, eh?
You know it. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Patrick the Patriot. Folks, we can do a lot more calls here in a moment. But first, we have a promo to play, part of our station ID.
An archived phone call.
Vaughn Wehunt on the radio. This is Dennis, just looking to say you're one crazy SOB. I thought I was the crazy one until I ran into you, and then I realized we had the brotherhood of crazy SOBs. You've got a great show. I hope you do well with it. Keep on keeping on. Tell the truth, brother. That's what I'm saying to you.
You saw the ads, and you saw what was out there on the Vaughn Wehunt Show. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Call up. Make his day. It's the Vaughn Wehunt Show.
Yes, and we're glad to be here. Let's get one more call in here. Let's try to get this call and patch them through. I believe it's an Oklahoma area code. Let me see if they are available and on the line. Are you there? You're trying to call from Tulsa, I believe. If you're there, speak up. It's kind of a weak signal from Tulsa, so hopefully they will call us back here. Let's get the gunslinger on from Texas. Get him on board. Gunslinger, how you doing tonight? I know you got to be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm always
going
here.
Once.
Somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, pretty good here in Texas.
What's
we're
going
having some
on, my friend?
Relatively. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. It was. We're having relatively cooler weather here in Texas, surprisingly. We haven't hit 100 degrees yet. That's keeping your fingers
crossed.
I heard
about that.
It's usually hot. Yeah, because usually our
yeah,
degree weather
that.
Starts.
Great.
Yeah, that's really great so far. Like I said, keep your fingers crossed.
Right.
A couple little quick points there. Did
sure.
Did you see that where that George Floyd his picture on that business wall was destroyed by lightning strike?
Yes. Thor was very angry with the George Floyd mural, and I think he threw his hammer. From the universe, because all the bricks came tumbling down, or it could have been also the Kool-Aid character busted through the brick wall. I mean, I saw that. It's amazing how it struck right there, and I think the gods were very angry at that mural of a drug fiend, a criminal. And again, the court cases also. There's a lot of questions about that as well, but. He's no hero. He should not be an American hero, okay, because he's a certain color and he comes from a certain neighborhood. Let's get that thought out of our head, America. But to millions of people, he's a hero to them, and that's what I call the dumbing down of America. It's the unraveling of America where we elevate people that have that are felons, have rap sheets a mile long. They've been convicted and arrested many, many, many times. Yeah, that was an amazing shot, man. Just amazing. I saw that.
Yeah, it was absolutely just flabbergasted me because I'm a retired master electrician, electrical engineer. And, when you look at that, the lightning strike was so precise. Starting at the top, working its way down. Interior wall was not even damaged. It wasn't even touched. Okay, no trees, nothing in there to attract it or anything. It just, bam, direct hit right there.
That's either
act of God or it's a 100 zillion to 1 if that would ever happen like that. You know,
oh,
physically,
I know.
You know, in the physical world.
Yeah.
But wow, you're talking about. Wow.
Yeah, it's freaky.
It was really amazing.
It was freaky. Yeah, it was.
Very, very,
I mean,
very, very.
I saw that. It was crazy.
Yeah. And another here on back on the COVID front here on the vaccines here.
Hmm?
Here's from WorldNet Daily of all places. This was just last week. Now they're saying that there's more deaths this last week from the vaccine than from the actual COVID. What does that tell you? when there's more people are dying from the vaccine than the COVID itself. If that doesn't raise a red flag with you people,
sure.
I don't know what the hell will. Okay. It is.
Yeah.
And you know, when these goons come down here to your door, you know, knock knock, we're from the vaccine squad. You need to tell them you see that street up there, boy. Get your butt on there real fast, or you're going to jail. Okay, you do not have to tell these people anything. Okay, they have no warrants, they have no jurisdiction. Well, they sure to hell don't have no jurisdiction on your own private property. You tell them to hit the road. Okay, we're going to have to do
that's
that
right.
Because I mean, could you imagine? You know, Hitler did this. You know. Almost going door to door and taking the guns and everything. At least at some point he did. Okay. I mean, do you want?
Well,
this
Hitler took the
America?
Guns of his of the enemies of the Reich. Don't forget, Stalin had sent in the Red Agents from Moscow. And you're right, Hitler did take some guns, but he took them from the enemies of the Reich. In other words, the Bolsheviks, the communists, the people that were fermenting. All the violence in the streets. Yes, he did disarm them, damn right, and rightfully so. Because if you look at his rise to power, those people were in the streets of Berlin and all over Germany. Don't forget, when Stalin and Lenin, when they took power, they didn't sit there in Moscow and drink vodka shots and congratulate each other for 20 years. They immediately, as trained Bolsheviks, they sent out thousands and thousands of communist street agitators to all the capitals of Europe and even America. They sent them to Brussels, Vienna, London, Sweden, Stockholm, Austria, Rome, to foment revolution. Stalin and Lenin wanted revolutions all over Europe. And that's what put Hitler in power, was the Red Menace. It was called the Red Scare, right? So if you had a shop, some Bolshevik comes in and says, you know, they are anti-capitalist, you got to shut down your shop or we're going to firebomb it. Well, you would tell them to go screw themselves, right? Well, the next day your shop is burned. There's lots of stories of the Germans fighting against the communists all in the late 20s and the early 30s. Actual street battles, fights with cannon, with rifles. Okay, they're fighting these people that are trying to take over Germany. And yeah, if I was Hitler, if I took over Germany, I would do the same damn thing. All those people, I would take all their weapons and round them up. You damn right I would. I would do the same thing, because otherwise you're just asking for trouble, okay? And Stalin was far worse. At least in Germany, they had hunting lodges, and if you were a member of the party or if you were, in good stead, you could have a gun. Sure, you could join the military and have a gun and bring it home. But in Russia, it was totally different, and it was a lot more stricter, put it that way, because Stalin wanted everybody disarmed. He also purged his officer corps of about 30,000 officers, murdered them from lieutenant and on up. So, I always say, people always say Hitler, but I always say, look at Stalin, look at communist Stalin. The communists are far, far worse. But I get your general drift. But there's a reason, if you look deeper in the history, why things happened. Hitler did that for a reason. It wasn't just because he didn't want people to have a gun. They were attacking his country. They were attacking the streets. I mean, it was called the Free Corps. The guys that came home from World War I, the German veterans, came back to disarray, right? It was inflation. It was crazy. And the communists had already had the revolution in 1917. So they came back to Russian agitators and people that were German who were communists all on the streets. You can go back and look at the red banners, the hammer and the sickle, the Antifa slogan. They were out there in Germany too. So Gunslinger, it's really interesting. If you get a chance, research that. I tell everyone that what we're seeing today was happening almost 100 years ago.
Absolutely. They say that, history repeats itself. Well, there's a pretty good repeating right there, even now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
But when you have people that come into your door and say, you will do this, or what are they really after? Are they sitting there to kind of look around and say, let's see, how many guns you got? Is he a person that looks like an extremist? And, it's they're there for they're not there for a good reason, okay, even if you take away from the vaccine and all that stuff, which we know work, okay? It doesn't work because they're already reporting it, okay? When you have something that has been pushed down the American people's throat, in less than just a few months, okay, when in reality it takes 10 to 15 years to really make a vaccine that is what will probably work, 10 to 15 years, not just a few months, okay, of, experiments and trials and all this good stuff, whatever they do. But all of a sudden it's a few months, boom, this is the magical, this is great, this is the cure-all. Really? Well, why don't they have a cure-all for cancer and all the other stuff that ails mankind? They've been working on that for decades and decades and decades, and they still haven't come up with anything. So what makes this stand out so special? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, man. Gunslinger, thank you so much for calling the show. Appreciate you, man. Have a great night out there.
You too. You too.
In the great state of Texas, that's one of our great callers, regulars. I would tell you this, folks, what's happening with these so-called strike teams are going to be unleashed, these volunteer groups. It's not fascism. You've got to get Hitler out of your mind for a moment. Hitler in the Germany, in the German army, was a lot sexier, to be blunt, than the Red Army, which is just blunt and brutal. And also there was a lot more video taken of the Germans who documented everything than the Red Army, who did not like to document all their atrocities. So, and also you have to understand that after the war, the Russians technically won. So the victor of the war writes the war tales. So they covered up a lot of their atrocities, but everybody, but they're constantly saying Hitler, 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 and things like that. So you have to understand it's propaganda being directed towards you. What we're having is this is cultural Marxism. This is Bolshevism, but not fascism, that's coming to your door under a Democrat leftist militant regime. These people are the ones who want to jab you. These are the people who want to take away your guns. These are the ones that want to censor you, take away your free speech rights. America is not a fascist nation. So everyone has always the they always bring up Hitler. And there's actually, you know, Hitler, look, he did what he had to do. He's not a saint, don't get me wrong. But he did what he had to do to get control of that country. And I've researched the era prior to Hitler very intensely. And there's, you can go back and you can look at all the street battles. And so they had a big problem with communists in Germany. Because the communists, because Germany was like the jewel of Europe. And if the communists could take over Germany with all their industry and money and, oh my God, they would have been a juggernaut. I will say that in World War II, that Hitler had, was the only one who had the balls to go into the gates of Moscow virtually. He was 16 miles away. No other powers ever gotten that far. But like Napoleon, he lost. Stalin was far, far worse, the Red Army. The Red Army was the butcher, the real butcher of Europe. Like World War II was a very bloody mess on all sides. There's no, everyone's a villain, and there's no saints in that war at all. So, but it is interesting to research it and to see where we've come from and what we're doing. The strike teams that are going to be going out. Again, this is this country that we're in, America, is a Democrat nation drifting left, ever more left. It is healthy to put some labels on some of these things because these people want total full spectrum control. I don't get that same feeling from the Republican side. It's the Democrats who feel that they are the anointed ones. They feel that they should rule, and they feel that they should tell you what to do, where to go, what to do when you get there. They want full spectrum control all the time. That's the Democrat mindset. And with that, let's get to another phone call here. Hello, you're live on the Von Wiegand Show, and what is your name, and where do you hail from? You're on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Are you there?
I don't know good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm John Knell Gibson from Illinois.
Okay.
So, anyways, I was hearing some of your points, and, you know, I'm on Telegram a lot. I follow
nice.
The National Socialist, and you know, like two great channels I'd say people should join if they want to get to the real truth, the real red pills, is National Socialist Truth. They should watch Battle of Europa. That's free on Telegram, and there's also one called Truth of National Socialism, which will break down pretty much the real history of World War II. I mean, it's like kind of in the base, you know, like it gives the basics.
Sure.
But it gives you the right idea. But
that Europa video is very, very interesting, very, very good. And you're right. There's a reason, folks, why Adolf Hitler rose to power. Now, you said that you're from Illinois?
Yeah.
What's a part, Chicago or South?
Yeah, the Chicago area.
Okay. And what's your first name on inquiry? Is you said Gibson? Okay. Great, great. Well, welcome to the show, Gibson.
Oh, well, thank you.
And yeah, that's some great, great stuff. And what else would you like to tell our audience?
Well, pretty much the whole Q movement thing, I mean, it's like 99% truth, but, you know, it never gets to the real core of the root problem. You know, that's kind of like the CIA, they give the 99% truth to slip in that 1% lie that's the lethal blow, is, you know, what I like to say. You know, but, you know, they like to point out the Masons, the Jesuits, all this stuff. But, you know, they're not really the top of the pyramid. You know, what people don't really realize is Zionist Israel. And, you know, that's like who Hitler was actually trying to protect his country from. And, you know, if you really dig into it, they're running our media. They're running pretty much like every facet of our country, you know, which you can find on the National Socialist Truth Channel. Truth and National Socialism channel. I mean, there's a lot of information about it, but, you know, it's really hard to get through to a lot of these Q people, you know, like that final red pill, which is the Jew pill.
Right, right. Well, you know, the thing is, we welcome all points of view on the show. There's this, I would say this, that this is not a free country anymore, right? I mean, I think that we are we're losing our liberties and our freedoms, you know, chip by chip. They chip away at it every year. It's I always call it incrementalism at its best, right? And I always said that if they're not careful, a lot of other ideologies are going to come to the forefront if they're not careful here. You know,
see, and the thing is people keep buying into this left-right paradigm. You know, but if you look back at the major donors of both political parties, it's all Jewish interests. You know, so the left, you know, like they push the, you know, like this new socialist agenda or, you know, Marxist agenda, really. And the right, you know, they pretend like they're conserving everything, but, you know, they keep jumping left. And it's pretty much just like the soccer ball of liberty getting kicked back and forth between two legs of the same Jew.
Right.
And, yeah, and it's pretty much gone all to the same goalpost, you know, if you really dig into it and you really, you know.
Yeah. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of window dressing. It's a lot of we're not getting always to the crux of the matter. And I've told folks that the rabbit hole in a lot of these issues is very, very deep. But if you do your research and if you really look at things objectively and look at history objectively, you're going to come to some different conclusions, put it that way. And I think some people need to learn some new things and unlearn some things that they've been brainwashed to, I believe. We had hoped, I'm sure that you did too, that we could vote ourselves into prosperity. We could vote ourselves out of all these messes. And I'm not so sold anymore that we're going to be able to vote our way out of all these messes. I think we're heading for something that's going to be some dark times in America if we're not careful, if we're really not careful.
Yeah.
And we need to avoid that at all costs, you know?
Yeah, one thing, you know, what this last election has shown is, like, the whole voting system is rigged anyways. You know, so there's no chance of really telling, you know, if they're really going to fix it or if the way that they fix it's going to even be legitimate, you know.
Right.
It, you know, like America, it pretty much is a captured operation.
Right. Right. And if our leaders had any brains, they would avoid what's coming, but they're all bought and paid for. We have a catch and release program on our southern border. They have sold out the country and stabbed it in the back. And I would agree with you that there's a lot of other people out there that have differing views and opinions, and they'll get more and more and more vocal as things go south. Now, I always say this, Gibson, that most Americans right now are complacent. They like the normalcy bias. I always say as long as Americans can get that ice-cold beer right, punch in at work, they can drive their pickup truck, get a hot pizza, maybe have a little honey back at the house right on the weekend, they're pretty sad. They'll look at all these things and go, yeah, I hear you, but my life is still pretty good. And I go, great, we want to continue with that. But at some point, if these things continue, it's not going to be great. And you got to be prepared, and you got to be thinking about other realities because, like, South Africa blew up this week. And that's exactly what the left wants on American streets. They want a race war. They want a, I'll be blunt, they want what's happening there. They want it over here. And they almost got it off the ground about a year ago. Remember all those riots from last summer, you know, and all the big Democrat cities? Chicago, where you're at, was ground zero. Seattle, Portland, D.C., New York. So if you aren't getting ready, guys, I mean, guns, ammo, food, water, train, you know, get, and like China Chad said, you know, be physically active. Be physically ready, spiritually ready. We don't know what's coming down the pike, but I don't think it's going to be good if we stay on this trajectory, you know? What are your final thoughts? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was saying one thing I've been telling people for years is, you know, with this, you know, one world order agenda and everything, they're trying to federalize the police. They've been looking and itching for any excuse to bring in United Nations peacekeepers or, you know,
China
or whoever to say that, oh, they need their assistance to come police, you know, take care of the problem happening over here under a state of emergency. But I don't know, like, the way things are seeming, you know, it's the ball is still getting rolled down that same road, and, you know, eventually they're not going to really leave people with much of a choice.
I agree.
You know,
and things have to get a lot worse for Americans to, you know, to shed both of our current parties, put it that way. The Republicrats and the Democrats, they're really a two-headed snake, and I've told people that's why I'm an independent. I'm a right-wing nationalist in the sense that I'm for America first, our American people first. I'm for, you know, the spirit of 1776, and I also realize that we can fast forward to 2021, and what we have, we, you know, maybe it can be salvaged, maybe it can't, but I think they're setting us up for something, man. I really do.
Oh, yeah, they definitely got a bad script.
Yeah. They do.
They got a bad script.
And, yeah, they'll keep this fiat currency going as long as they can, right?
Yeah, until they try to come up with a digital one where they can track every transaction, tax every transaction. You won't be able to pay your lawnmower without getting taxed.
Exactly. And the federal government, they want to have a federal digital cryptocurrency. And you're right, the UN, you know, when my dad was in the military in Vietnam, when he came back, he was U.S. Air Force. He called him the airstrikes there against the communist forces. He said that there was talk even back then of these rumors. And he goes, there's plans on the books. There's weird things that are happening even back in the 70s that, you know, you fast forward to now where the UN, it's always been the plan that an American president of the Democrat Party, namely, would invite in the UN. Biden's invitation this week was very spooky to me. Very spooky. And I'm going, it's the precursor, you know?
Yeah, what people don't realize as well is, you know, people think Trump's their savior. You know, I heard you bring that up earlier. But, I mean, if you dig into him, you know, he's pretty much everyone that was surrounded by him was all Jews, you know, like it, for the most part, like it was like completely Ashkenazi Jews. And, you know, if you, you know, like there's a lot of posts that I put on some of my channels too. And, you know, points out these facts, you know, that Trump, I think he was just brilliant controlled opposition to keep everybody complacent and keep people digging through these Q rabbit holes that are, you know, never going to get to the root of the issue.
Yeah. Well, this is a multicultural society, and that's America's cross to bear. I'll leave it at that. We've let in too many people in this country over the last 100 years from all walks of the world, and that was never the intention of the founding fathers. It was never the intention to make this into a Tower of Babel, which is what it's increasingly like in many locales in America. I mean, you don't even know who are these people? Where are they from? It's not, it, it's crazy, you know, and they want to keep mixing it up, you know.
What people don't realize is, they think because, like, white Christians, you know, they're all forgiving, you know, like they brush stuff off their shoulder. But a lot of these other cultures around the world, like, they hold grudges for hundreds of years. Yeah, and they'll make plans to come and get their enemies, you know. People think that the Jews are on our side. People think that, you know, a lot of these other Asian countries are on our side. No, you know, like, they're intentionally infiltrating us to subvert us, and, you know, we're at the point now that they're pretty much trying to point the finger towards the white man, blame him for all the world issues, and eventually it's going to lead to a white genocide. People need to wake up.
That's right. That's right. They're doing that now in South Africa. Gibson, thanks so much for calling the show. We appreciate you, man. Call back anytime, okay?
I appreciate it, man. It was nice talking to you.
Hey, you bet. Nice talking to you, too, out there in the Illinois area. Appreciate you. Look, this country is at a crossroads. It really is. And they were, you know, again, the cultural Marxists, folks, the first thing they do is they tear down your history and they attack it. And then they tear down your monuments to that history. And yes, they took down the General Robert E. Lee statue back east this week. And at that point in the future, they'll assemble a mob of fellow violent Marxists and go after you door to door. So be ready, America. Our government was hijacked a long time ago by many people who are anti-American in my book. They're not pro-America. They're not pro-you or pro-your neighborhood. Because I always say sometimes in life, as you knew this in high school or middle school or junior high when you were fighting with the bullies, sometimes in life they really are out to get you. They will keep poking the bear, and they will see what they will get from America. The mass liberal media will create what they want like a mirror of themselves, and only when it manifests, it will go against them completely when the people finally wake up. The political riptide and undercurrent is very strong and powerful in America at this time. Alliances are forming. I think that a lot of people are quietly waiting for the appropriate time to make themselves known. We have a lot of enemies among us. I told you in past shows, we have a lot of Benedict Arnolds that are out there in America. So don't be stupid. Accept what you observe and what you think. There's a lot going on, the death toll in South Africa. The riots and chaos have risen to over 75 people, probably well over 100 by now. That was about a day ago. South Africa is a failed state. It's in collapse. This is exactly what the Democrats want in America. Rioters that are trying to loot have been burned alive. They've been shot, beaten, and bleeding. This is very negative news, I know, to many of you that don't want to hear it, but it is truth. Factories, stores, and farms have been burned. Right now, it is Sun Tzu, the art of war. It is kill or be killed. And that's what's coming, I'm afraid to say. We want America to do well. I've always said we don't want these things to happen over here. And anyone who wants that is insane for a political cause of whatever persuasion. What's happening in South Africa is really a tragedy, but it's also a cautionary tale of what can happen under the right circumstances. Luckily in America, we have a predominant still in many areas, people that have guns. There's a lot of conservatives over here. We have a lot of stop gaps. We have a lot of strong neighborhoods. The whites in South Africa were a very big minority, if you will, for many, many decades from their outset. They were surrounded by Marxists, and they basically, the government came out and told them to attack their neighborhoods and to kill them. And I've seen the videos of that. And you can go, if you don't believe me, do your own research. It's on the internet where the South African, the black government officials have come out and told the rabble to go down that neighborhood, and you break in those doors and you kill, rape, beat, whatever, do whatever you got to do. It's white genocide, definitely, in South Africa. If the whites there weren't getting ready 2 decades ago, which a lot of them were, but they you know, if they weren't, then they're screwed. I hate to say it. You have to see the signs, guys, the signs. We had signs in our country last summer, my God, all the riots, all the things that were going on. If you watched even 0.1% of that, if it did not make an impact on you, it should have. If these things can happen, these things can effervesce, if you will, and bubble up to the surface. I don't want innocent people to die. I know in civil wars, in civil unrest, innocent people die. It's not what I'm about. People of all walks of life can die and perish. But again, I will also say that if they keep poking the bear, if they keep driving these things in our streets, that they should not be surprised when there is a backlash. So oftentimes in life, you get what you expect. And oftentimes in life, you make your bed and you have to lie in it. Amazing news all week. Many of the South African news is just go to the websites, check it out. It's unbelievable. In America, they have, in my view, they've got dressed up their race hatred against whites with slogans like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Those are code words for just anti-white, to be blunt. It's base hatred is all the same. What will you do when their masks come off and they wage the same type of war and crap here? We don't want that to happen, but make no mistake, these troubles will likely come here because the people involved are so incredibly stupid on the left. You want to see how stupid they are? Go look at some of these videos of them breaking glass and they're falling out of 2- and 3-story windows in South Africa. They're so crazy with rage. We want things to be more on an even keel, but I will say sometimes in life these things have to happen. It's nature. Going forward in life, have guns and ammunition. Although buying either has become somewhat difficult in some locales due to shortages, keep looking for what you need. And those shortages are occurring because people all over the country are buying every gun they can get their freaking hands on because they know what's coming. Of course, you can decide to stick your head in the sand and do nothing. It's called a normalcy bias. It's always easier and more fun, actually, to deny reality than see the ugly truth for what it is. I get it. People say ignorance is bliss. They don't want to be bothered. Americans are far too busy watching cable TV and sitcoms and to be bothered by any of this, and I get it to a certain extent. But I would say if you decide to do nothing or decide to wait and see what happens when the troubles actually arrive, it will be too late for you. There won't be any time for you to run to the store and get what you need at the last minute. Everything will be taken out. The looters will totally ransack the stores. Food will be gone, so have emergency food, water, and other supplies ready to go at a moment's notice. Think of the Minutemen, 1776, at a moment's notice. They could grab their musket and run out to the field to attack the British. You'll need water, medicine to live if you are on prescriptions. Have a flashlight, portable radio for news and information. For each family member, spare batteries as well. It's all part of being prepared. Have an emergency electric generator if you're in the city or the rural type areas and the fuel to power it. Have fire extinguishers and a first aid kit. You got to be thinking ahead about any contingency. And again, we buy these things and we prep to get ready because we don't want these things to happen. We're a peace-loving show. We want a true and lasting peace. But they always tell you our enemies always seek war, so we must prepare for war. Have emergency communications gear. Sure, this stuff will cost a few bucks, they told you, but and it may sit in your attic or your garage or basement for years unused, but I would say this. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Never forget that. United Nations was formally invited by the Biden administration to investigate the scourge of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia in the U.S., yada, yada, more of the same. It's all designed to produce a white paper, as I told you, to attack you. The United Nations has been formally invited by the Biden administration to investigate all of this, and Joe Biden, who is a lifelong racist himself, claims his administration is deeply dedicated, quote-unquote, to addressing racial injustice on the global stage. Yeah, right. As the president has repeatedly made clear, great nations such as ours do not hide from our shortcomings. They acknowledge them openly and strive to improve with transparency, the usual drivel from the militant left. Well, we got some great calls tonight. We're on some very deep, hard and fast subjects. We'll get to more calls in a minute. But first, we'll play this, because America more and more is sounding like it's red alert. Doesn't that sound like the Biden theme song? With that, let's get to a new caller, and then we'll get to Lincoln. We have a call from Beaumont, Galveston area. Hello, you're live on the Von Wiehan Show. What's your name? Hello, are you there?
Yes, this is Johnny Sexton.
What's your name?
Johnny,
yes, sir,
Saxon,
what's your name?
Texas.
Oh, Johnny Sexton, okay, because kind of hard to hear you there, Johnny. How's it going tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Just want to call in the show.
Awesome, man. What are your thoughts?
What's going on? What y'all are talking about?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot happening, isn't there? How are things in your neck of the woods?
It's starting to look like a calm before the storm, more or less, to me, is what I'm kind of seeing. And keep preaching to people. I don't think they're through with this virus deal. I don't think they're through with the vaccine or any of this, to be honest with you. I don't feel like.
I agree.
It's like
the beast vaccine itself. You know, it may not be the mark of the beast. I won't go that extreme, but it could be. But at the very least, it's the precursor, you know, and it's definitely, I'm very suspicious when the government keeps trying to shove it down everyone's throat, you know? There's something.
Jumped up and screamed that it's the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. You know, the vaccines are mark. I'm like you. I don't feel that it is. You know, that's the Greek translation of the mark of the beast is pharmaka. I mean, it's let you know that it's going to be something along them lines. Which, as far as the ID for the vaccine, that starts getting a little more technical. I mean, you're already seeing it over, I think it's in New Zealand. They're already saying that you won't buy, sell, or trade without it. I mean, I don't know how much more of a wake-up call people need to slap them in the face.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't buy, sell, exactly.
Pretty much straight out of the Word of God.
Yeah, well, they are definitely using it as a weapon against you and me, against the freedom-loving people. And again, they're going to – those countries over there, like I said, the and like you said, New Zealand, Australia, they're all cucked. You know, they have the people in compliance. They have no weapons to defend themselves. And same thing for the United Kingdom, England, and Europe. They're all cucked. At least in South America, those guys – oh, I'm sorry, South Africa, those guys have got guns and rifles. Otherwise, they would have been genocided a few days ago. The only thing keeping them alive is their guns, you know. But you're right. I think a lot of these things are going to happen organically. That's why I tell people, you don't have to accelerate anything. It's coming at us anyway hard and fast, man, you know. All you have to do is watch the signs and keep your eyes open. And these things, I mean, we all want peace. I want America to stay peaceful. I've been on the record many times saying that. But I also know our enemies want this country to end up like a South Africa. And they do. And so I tell people, we have to be armed to the teeth, man.
Our enemies had a long-time grudge on us for thousands of years.
That's right. That's right.
They,
and
like the
they want war.
They didn't like the Abraham curse. They didn't like the curse that Abraham put on them. They didn't like the curse that Esau put on them when he passed it down to his children, because that's who they are. They're Edomites. That's who they are today. And they still, to this day, they still, that birthright thing still eats at them. They, you know, like I've told people before, we've talked about it, and they're like, well, why would they pick up Judaism? Why would those people pick it up? Because, you know, when Christ came and died for all of us, sacrificed himself for us and gave us the chance to be able to redeem them from our wretched lives that we've lived in the past and everything, that got dropped. You know, so somebody had to sacrifice 2 turtle doves and 3 ewe sheep and this, that, and other, and you trade that for just admitting that you did wrong and accepting somebody in your heart. That's a real easy pathway to, you know, choose from. So automatically everybody just going to drop Judaism. So it was a dropped, lost religion, and that's what they picked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really at a crossroads in many ways. I always tell people that you don't have to accelerate things. These things will happen organically, and just be prepared for anything and everything. Johnny, want to thank you for calling the show, man. Appreciate you. And stay close to God, folks. But don't forget, the Lord always has his sword, too. We don't turn the other cheek when we're attacked. We go for the jugular, okay? So.
That's right. I mean, I ain't saying don't
leave it
at
that.
Just wait for that bush to shake. As he told Dave,
that's right.
That bush to rustle and run into battle.
That's right. I always say, if they won a war, they came to the right place. Johnny, thanks so much, man. Have a great night.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thanks, sir. You bet. Johnny out there in Beaumont, Texas. Let's get to Lincoln, and then we'll get to Irish Pirate to mop up. Lincoln, how are you doing tonight, man? We get you on the air here. What's going on, my brother?
What's going on, brother? How's it going tonight?
Doing good, doing good. It's a powerful show. We have a lot to talk about. A lot going on, my friend.
Yeah.
Had a couple of great new callers.
Lot.
There's a lot happening, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to ask you a question, man. Because of this whole Delta variant, are you wearing your 6 masks like I am?
No, I'm not.
I'm just waiting until the Echo variant so I can put on 9 masks. So that's what I'm waiting for.
They're mask crazy. This mask is it's totally ridiculous. And Dr. Death Fauci, that little worm, that deep state doctor they bring out every now and then, that guy goes, talk about a flip-flopper. Oh, my God. I mean, he's just more of the same government crap that they throw at us, you know. But how are you and your friends doing, man? Are you guys out there training? You guys out there in the Missouri Outback doing some drills and getting ready?
Absolutely, man. We're training every day. We're practicing our survival skills here. We're practicing our abilities because we fully believe that the time is coming where that's going to be needed. And if it's not needed, then like you say all the time, it's better to have and not need than need and not have. We call it something different. We call it it's better to be a gardener, or it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. But we
like
try to practice the whole thing about being a warrior and a gardener both. But yeah, we're training every day for this whole thing. And I think that we're reaching a point. Another thing, I'm glad you mentioned South Africa, because why doesn't our media even talk about that? Why aren't they covering that? I can tell you why.
Oh, that's they won't talk about that because that's whites defending their suburbs. How dare you even insinuate that? I'm being funny with you. But yeah, that's what they would never put that on. They barely uttered a peep about that because it goes against the narrative. The narrative is the whites are killing the blacks that are attacking their neighborhoods. They can't put that on the air. It makes the blacks look bad. It makes the Marxists look,
they won't put that
look
on the
very
air.
Bad.
They won't put that on the air because they know that that's going to be us in a matter of, you know, I'm not going to say a year or 2 years.
That's also true.
Say, and I'm in my 40s, and in my lifetime, that's going to be us. And God forbid white men stand up for their land and. God forbid white men collectivize to defend ourselves from the foreign horde.
Oh, my God. You know what they say in D.C.? You get two or three white guys together, it's called a conspiracy. When white men get together, oh, my God, the eyebrows raise. People clutch their purses. They get scared. Oh, my God. You know, that's how they are. Yeah, that's exactly how they're painting that a picture. And you're right. I like what you said about that because it is true. They don't want to alert the whites of this country of what could happen to you. And
so
South Africa
is a road we're heading down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would say this to a Lincoln that these things happen organically. We don't have to push or shove or accelerate anything. Because they're coming hard and fast at us anyway. I think you're right. I think within 2 to 5 years, I told a few friends here in Arizona who were in militias, I said everyone should boot up and suit up and get ready because this is what they want over here. And they're going to actively pursue it one way or the other.
Well, they got what they wanted. They got what they wanted in South Africa with, you know, everyone – I don't know. Why in the fuck do we praise Nelson Mandela? I mean, why is he worshipped in this country like a hero?
Because America's stupid and we have Democrat Marxists who run our media and he's a communist and they elevate him to sainthood. We have a
like
very,
George,
well, this is, yeah, we're a very silly
has he been,
country.
Has
we're
he been
not
sainted
a,
like
yeah.
George Floyd. George Floyd is a real saint. Don't forget that.
Another one. They elevate. He's a common criminal that they elevate to sainthood, and they have murals about him in several American cities now. The one was, a couple of them have been destroyed by nature, which to me is karma.
Good.
God's will. The lightning strike was classic. I still can't get over that. That was just amazing. But, my God, they just put it up, and it was zapped by a bolt of lightning from the heavens, you know. Look, we're a silly country. America loves the left. It loves to drift leftward. It loves all this LGBT, Democrat, Marxism, communism. You can be a criminal as long as you're the right color and the right flavor. You can kill, maim, and beat people up, and they're going to – build you a statue and build you a mural. And that's where America
well,
is
really,
today.
you can't really call it a left issue whenever Republicans are engaged in this crazy argument with Democrats over our trannies are better than your trannies.
I've heard that before, and I agree with you. Look, there's plenty of blame to go around. I'll put it that way. The rhino cucks are no better. I've always said there's not even one degree of separation between the militant Democrats and the rhino cuck party, and they each go about it from a different angle, but it's the same end result. And we have about right now, I think 2/3, if not more, of the Republican Party are rhino cucks. And they talk a big game about the border and defense, but when they get up there, they always say, I'm the loyal opposition. I have no power. I can't do anything. Please vote me in again. I want the salary, and I'll go along with my Democratic colleagues. I have just boiled down to 2 years of speeches.
We've got to reach across that aisle, Vaughn.
We got to reach, right. We have to reach across the aisle. Bipartisan is a pretty word in D.C. To me, bipartisan is just means that you compromise too much. It has to be bipartisan.
That means
has
you
to be
back
bipartisan.
Down and get ran over.
Right. It means you
that
back
means
down
you back
and get
down
ran,
and
over.
Ran over.
Right. Again and again and again. Right. That's exactly what it is. But they play these word games, and it's all about getting reelected. And America's a freight train, okay? We are full of people and ideas and gear, and we're about to go off the rails. That's how I view this country. And when we go off the rails, I've always said the government will do everything to keep themselves in power. And what they want to do before it goes off the rails, they're trying to time it right where they want all this mayhem to be in our streets, which then they want people to clamor for law and order, and that gives Biden Harris the authority to come in with UN troops or our own military, who's been largely cut and compromised. We had our own Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, talk about critical race theory and how he felt that whites were domestic extremists all a couple of weeks ago, right? In front of Congress.
Yeah. Hey, Yvonne. Hey,
Joint Chiefs.
Who appointed him to the Joint Chief of Staff?
Well, I believe his name was Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. Donald Trump appointed him to that position.
but now Trump, and again, people, you can't always judge a book by its cover. Trump and Milley now hate each other. But again, at the time, maybe Milley played the right role. Maybe he played the patriot. He probably did to get that job. Once they get, that's what I mean. When they get these jobs, they turn on us. From a general to a congressman to a senator to a president, they turn
just like
on the country.
Before
they
Milley.
Turn on us, right? They go to too many Washington D.C. cocktail parties, looking. Those parties, they have, lots of girls. Everyone's telling you how great you are. They're all drinking the Kool-Aid, and they forget about us little people in the country and flyover country in the mountain states of where I'm at. And they say, screw you. I'm going to do what I want to do. And now I'm in the elite. Now I made it. Now I'm here. And you know what? Trump, again, I'm not going to belabor him. Mark Milley probably interviewed the best. He has a great resume, which he does. I'm objective. He probably got the job based on that. But when they get that top job, man, they go nuts, don't they? And Mark Milley's gone nuts. This critical race theory stuff.
My opinion is that they get the job as an average person, and once they reach the big time, which is mainstream politics, mainstream everything, part of the cabinet, things like that, they get there, and then they get influenced by the Mossad, and they join the whole federal pedophile ring, and once that happens, they're blackmailed, and they become part of the Jewish communist, representation that we have in this country.
Well, it very well could be like that in some cases. That'd be a great movie. I will say that there's for a I don't want to dwell too much on Israel, but we give them far too much money, and they basically have far too much power and influence for a small country over America. And I'll leave it at that because we're kind of pressed for time, but that's a whole other rabbit hole we can go down later. But look, the bottom line is our government's been hijacked by lots of people, lots of ideologies that are anti-American. And we've got to, at some point, this is coming to a head. And I just can't see how we're going to be able to avoid it. I'd love to avoid it, but, you know, sometimes in life you got to get your hands dirty, right? So maybe it's that. I had told some guys here locally, I said, who knows? Maybe God, you know, birthed us in this life that we are the second American Revolution. Who knows? But I say that they're going to make their move. These people always overplay their hand, and they're going to be keep poking the bear and pushing our buttons. And if you keep doing that, all I got to say is good luck. Good luck to you.
You get what you ask
because,
for, right? You get what you ask for.
You get what you ask
for,
and
you
sure duck.
History repeats itself in like one
yes,
dive into one hard direction. Always, there's always a counter-revolution to that.
There always is, and be sure to duck. Hey, Lincoln, thanks a lot, man. Talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you, man.
Hey, have a good night, brother.
It's Lincoln, one of our great callers from Flyover Country here. We're going to get I see where Brett the Surfer is called in the last minute of every show. Brett calls in the last 5 minutes. Boy, I tell you what, he is always crunch time. And we are going to go into some other sides where we'll get to Irish Pirate as well. But just amazing. So let's give a little intro for Brett. The jams or what? I just happened to look that one up and it had your name on it. So what are your thoughts, man, in our final segment of the show here?
Well, it's just interesting. How
long have you been listening tonight?
Politicians sell out.
They do.
I was running late, like I said, man. It was a set that came in, and you know when they come in, I probably about 20 minutes, man. I couldn't listen earlier. But got in a little late, but I was going to mention is just how all these politicians sell out, like you were talking about. And it's sad.
Stab us in the back.
Sad that, we don't. Our representation has just gone out the window. It seems like, but. You know, and like you were saying, you know, you're going to be pushed so far, and then the hillbillies are going to be coming down from the mountains. And I don't know. How, you know what, it might get to that point where you said, you know, the blue hats come in, the UN comes in, and all of a sudden they're going door to door. And you know, I think that's what would really get to the point where you would have police officers just not enforce anything because they're like, look, I'm not doing that. Or you'd have the military back up and say, well, no, we're not doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if not, and if the UN was seriously coming over and going through neighborhoods, I think you'd start to see, I think that would throw it into a new revolution, you know, at that point, or people start disappearing, you know, like if we had the brown
shirts
come in, you know, like Hitler did, and, you know, something like that, taking people out for voicing their opinions and for having an American flag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about the American flag, I think the Olympics, they wanted to change the American flag to like 5 stars and minimal stripes. It was interesting. My cousin sent me an article about that for the Olympics. I don't know. That's pretty crazy.
It is. It is, man. It is. It's crazy. There's a lot of things that this week has been blown up. And like I told people, I said, you don't have to accelerate anything or push for anything. Or there's all these guys that for a while were called accelerationists and all that stuff. Look, things happen organically in the world and in this country. There's enough of the cabal to stir the pot. And again, I want this country to stay out of the fray. I want us to be watching these things around the world. The problem is that we have a government that is against us, and they love the UN, and they love these Marxist ideologies, and they're stirring the pot for the last since Obama days. And so that's why I say we'd love to sit here in front of Twitter and look at the videos all over the world. But I think a lot of these videos that we see on the internet are going to come home to roost. I don't want that to happen, but they want that to happen. They're pushing it. Again, we're always the peace-loving people. Mm-hmm. We want to party, have a good time, prepare, yes, but do some war gaming. But these people really seek war with us. And you hear what they say. It's getting very spooky where they're calling the white suburbs domestic terrorists, and you know they're inviting the UN to come in and assess the situation, and that's going to produce a white paper. Well, that's what they're saying. This is look, they're not asking the UN to come in to sit tea and eat crumpets in the Oval Office. They want the UN people to go around the country like they do in the third world, write up their thoughts and their observations, and they'll all be non-white. I guarantee you that. They're going to say, oh, this suburb's a racist suburb. Oh, yes, this. So is this state. So is this town. And they'll produce a white paper. If you just go through the fog, it'll be delivered on Biden's desk. We'll have a big press conference and say, we finally have the UN report of all the rampant racism in America. And it's unfair and not right. And by God, we have to change it. And he might, you know, tell the UN guys to go door to door and, you know, and try to give you or people the jab, you know, the COVID shot, couple that with some intimidation by UN troops. Don't say it can't be done. Don't say it will never be done, folks, because it can happen. And I believe they are planning on something along those lines. It may not be as draconian as that, but I always plan for the worst, but I hope for the best. And your final thoughts, Brett?
I don't think they're going to do the jab door to door. I think they could. I think it would be more searching for guns door to door. And
that's what I mean. Like, that is also part of it. The jab, the guns.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, your area has been notified by the UN Secretary General as being a problematic neighborhood. We have problem people here with extremists living side by side. And then they'll start calling you an extremist cluster. You have an extremist cluster here, here, and here. So we have to go into these little neighborhoods and we have to break it up. That means relocation.
You know, you know what that reminds me of is Vietnam. And I'm telling you, they don't want that because that's where the big, you know, like
they're talking
that's
about
what would happen. And it would be
that's
a
what
war
they're
for
talking
think,
about. And in a weird way, they would want people to fight back, not only with words, but with other things. That aha, see, we told you. See, we told you.
Yeah.
Again, it's the Hegelian dialectic. It's called problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. They get people to react, and they have the solution already in the bag. It's like I told people last week, they want to keep kicking the dog, and they're trying to get the dog to bite them back. Once the dog bites them back out of frustration, self-defense, aha, the dog bit me. Now we must kill the dog. See?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
In the government, the evil government people, that's how they think. They're trying to they're trying to set things up and gin things up to that level, man. And the UN's going to produce a white paper. They've already said it's going to happen.
That'll be a scary day, you know, and
well, you guys, with that, you should be getting ready even more so. And again, we hope for the best. We hope that cooler heads prevail. I always hope that there's peace, you know, that comes across the valley, right? But, you know, we have to keep these people at bay. We have to watch their every move like a hawk, and we have to hold their hand in the fire, man. Brett, thank you, buddy.
Yep, that's what we have to do, buddy. Well,
we do.
Enjoy the show, Vaughn. All right, man. I'm sorry to call in so late, man.
That's okay, buddy. That's just
all right.
Have a great night, man, to you and yours, okay? Awesome, buddy.
Okay, bro.
Brett the Surfer, folks, calling from a beach undisclosed. We got a few minutes here. We'll get to Irish Pilot, our illustrious tech wizard. Irish, how are you doing tonight? What a
I'm
show.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm temporarily down on the tech end. I told you about that. So in the meantime,
I know.
I've gone out and done some karaoke, developed my voice a little bit, so I really sound good. I like that.
Nice.
Let's see. Probably the number one thing that's bothering me, besides the very late news that L.A. County is already, despite the fact that everything in the news says we're coming out of this, everything's they went straight to lockdown again. They're already going for it. That's on InfoWars. Wow. Yeah, you knew they would. That type of thing.
We predicted that on this show. We predicted it.
We knew that in the blue areas, they cannot wait to follow suit of the other countries that just are not going to help themselves. They love tyranny. They're going to display it until somebody either takes it away or they win the game outright in their community and everybody just stops fighting it off. Yeah, one or the other has to happen. It can't be a combination of both. And so here it's kind of the same thing. The battle will ensue, and somebody's going to win. The whole world isn't going to go straight tyranny. And so it's just a question of where and when. And I honestly don't know if this community, it's basically, in general, it's the lands are red. You know, you got your Native Americans and the Mexicans that were accepted. And, you know, I mean, you got a good chance of survival here. But the city's blue.
Right.
And that could be all kinds of problems. Even though we're getting good tech from the people that are doing the ballot audits, it's inspiring others to do the same. And they're finding that the people elsewhere did a whole lot worse in doing their cheating. They didn't do a very good job, like they did here. Here they did as I've said before, I worked the elections here. I'm amazed at how local it got. That never would have happened during the time I was working the elections, which wasn't that long
ago. I know.
I'm going to say 5-8 years ago. But, man, they really infiltrated and freaked me out. I want to get to one more thing as far as when you go grocery shopping. I'm really heavy on my supplements, and one of the things that I grabbed a hold of because it works for me very well, I like keto. You know, I'm very much into anti-diabetic protocol. It's necessary. But bone broth was something that I really liked. I have chicken and beef both, and we'll, you know, throw it. And I don't mean just the liquid in a container, the powdered version that actually – holds on to the vitamins well, and you can put it into other things. And mm-hmm. I put one or the other in my protein smoothies based on what my protein's been lately. But here's the trick.
Nice.
It went on 50% off recently, and I took advantage of that. And then a couple places it went 75% to get rid of more of it, so I bought more of it. And they replaced it with everything plant-based. And now we get to the fallacy. I remember, you know, back when my daughter was first telling me I'm going vegan, or at least she thought she was, it's a really terrible thing when you're not eating animal products. They were trying to tell you way back when, and I can't tell you how many decades ago, but they were telling you that if you ate the plants, then you're getting the most direct source of energy. And that, therefore, mm-hmm. in their mind, is the best efficiency of being able to get proper nutrition. And then mm-hmm. if you step up one and, like, you eat a cow or a deer, now you're eating the animal that eats the plant, and there's going to be a, quote-unquote, loss there. Well, the loss goes back into the ground, son. Yeah, my last call was talking about how stupid these so-called scientists are. Same kind of science is running here, as in non-existent. I mean, the energy doesn't just poof into the air. It goes back into the ground when you eat an animal. So it actually, you're only getting 90% of what the ground had to give, but you didn't need 100%. And so it's a lie. It's a bona fide lie. Now, granted, if reading the Bible, it said that, you know, after the flood, we're going to make the ground harder to plow. We're going to make, you know, we're not going to have a Garden of Eden environment for you. And so to make up for that, we're going to let you eat animals. In other words, the suggestion there is efficiency. And so you eat both. I mean, there are some things you can't get in a plant, and there are some things you can't get in an animal. I've heard arguments for both sides, and they're both wrong.
Right.
You should eat both. You know, technically, we should be omnivores. But the important thing is they replaced the chicken and beef bone broth that used to be on the shelf. And I was very happy to buy it when it was on sale. Now you can't get any of it. And in the regular stores, it's gone. I mean, they were selling it quite fine. And so literally what I'm seeing is not only do we have a shortage of upcoming food, but they're also trying to tell you what you're going to eat. And we've heard what Bill Gates wants you to eat and people like that. They're really – and the number one plant-based company is Monsanto. Believe it or not.
Right.
You have their hands directly and all that beyond this and ultimate that. No, it isn't. You don't want any part of it. It will definitely take away your mojo if you eat it. That's where it
right.
goes.
Right, exactly.
Literally, for a guy, I mean, if you plan on being able to be biologically viable in your future, don't eat the plant-based stuff. It's not going to help you. No way.
Right. And, exactly.
Yeah,
Irish, I love it, man. Have a great night.
Bro.
We got to we're on the live stream here, so they're telling me to get off the their bandwidth. But, buddy, hey, look forward to fun packs. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be doing that as soon as that comes back. I've isolated the problem, the 685 hertz signal. Linux is interesting. You got something that puts out sound, something that receives sound, then you have a handler in the middle, and the handler right now is not behaving properly. And that's because they switched my operating system from 20 to 21.
No problem,
so
man. No problem.
So when that, yeah.
We appreciate you. We appreciate your due diligence, man. You got
well,
to do
yeah,
the,
well,
the
I didn't
patience.
Find out about it until I wanted to do a pack for you. So,
right.
But,
right.
I will send you.
No problem at all.
I'm going to send you. I did some Tarot King. I'm going to send you a couple of songs that I sent because you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe what I was saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to tell you. I got
awesome,
range. I did,
man.
I got ovations where I was singing at. I won't say where because I don't want too much. I like it. It's a dive bar. It's a small place. But and the neat thing they do, you could roll up anything that's on the internet, and they'll play it. They'll
love
play it. In other words, it doesn't have to be this little tiny library that they're holding on to. So I get to actually dream up my singing schedule. First time I've ever been able to do that, and I've been singing karaoke for decades. So right now it's kind of a cool thing, and before they try to lock us down again, I want to get those songs in. So that's what that's all
right.
about. And I'll send you a couple of those. And yeah, every time I've told you I'm going to do something, I've blown you away with what I do. So I definitely
I know.
Do
I love
anyway.
It, man. That's
and
why you're the tech wizard.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to continue with that. And like I said, love my voice right now. I really appreciate what and it's made me. I'm getting in shape again because of it. I'm getting my lungs back. I'm wanting to work out and do things because I'm pushing oxygen where it needs to go. So everybody should definitely.
Nice.
If you're not into exercising, eat better. You'll want to exercise and sing more, scream more. Yeah, I mean, if you're into the Suns, go watch them, although they're really screwing
yes.
up.
Yes. Yes. Irish, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great night out there, man.
Enjoy your evening.
Have
sir.
A great night. Thanks, sir.
Bye
you bet. We had a very colorful cast of characters on the show tonight. Fantastic show. We had some three new callers. We know we're reaching the hearts and minds of the American people. We're out there in full force. Be prepared, folks. We again, we are the we're on the cusp, the tip of the spear of what's happening. We have a ton of news I couldn't get to tonight. We will get to a lot of these, a lot of news on the next show, maybe even an encore show. There's a ton of news coming at us. All we have to do is sit back and watch and listen and observe. We are the lions on the safari, watching the mayhem, watching the jackals. We're watching the African safari and all the wild animals. We're watching what they're doing. And I, as your host, I am the ultimate observer. Stay close to your God. Stay close to your family, your friend, your neighborhood. We will go and walk positive while our enemies want negative things to happen to our nation and to our neighborhoods and the world. They are demonic. The world is sick, as I told you before, but we are the doctors. And I will leave you with that. Be prepared. Be ready. We hope that cooler heads prevail and that our nation stays intact and safe. Be safe out there traveling this summer. And we'll catch you all next week. And with that, I thank you all for being here tonight on the infamous and legendary Von Wehunt Show. As I tell you every week, I shall return.